Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to Tip of the Week. Today, my tip of the week is about produce. So I feel like there's probably nobody on the face of this planet that is amazing at eating their produce every single day or every single week even, right? A lot of my clients are like, gosh, I wish I could eat more produce, or how do I eat more produce? How do I like produce more, right? All those things. And especially like for our kids too, it's really hard. And a lot of parents feel like they struggle with getting their kids to eat more fruits and vegetables. So my biggest tip to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your diet, especially for your kids and for yourself, is to make it more visible. And there's two ways that we can do that. My first tip to make produce more visible, so that you reach for it more before you go somewhere else, right, into the house to get, whether it's the pantry, the fridge, or the freezer, to get a different snack, is to make it visible on your counter. And you can do that by getting a really cool produce bowl. This one was super cheap. It was $5. And this is plastic, which I like. But get a really cool produce bowl that matches your house or matches your kitchen that holds a lot of produce. So I've had produce bowls in the past, but they're too like narrow or deep, you know, so like my produce all kind of falls in there and gets smashed, or I just don't like them for other reasons. So this one I really like because it's like a really hard plastic, and I think the shape of it's pretty cool. And I like that it's shallow and, but nice and wide as well. So I will put anything in here from bananas to apples to avocados, tomatoes, I don't know. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head for whatever reason, pears. So I will put produce in here and put it in the middle of my island to make it more visible for not only myself, but for my kids too. And I can tell you, whenever we sit down for lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever, there's so often that I'll be like, oh, wait, we need another side. So I'll like go into the pantry and grab veggie straws or whatever. And now that it's more visible, it's like, oh, wait, I don't need that other side because the side is right here. And I'll just reach into the bowl and grab out a piece of produce and have that as our side. And again, it's a great reminder even for myself that it, when the produce is visible, you're more likely to grab it and you're more likely to be like, oh yeah, I need to eat more produce, right? And just grab it and go. So this is my produce bowl. Highly recommend getting one for your counter and storing any shelf stable fruits, produce, whatever, in here to make it more visible, to grab it and have it be really simple to incorporate in your, like with your meals and your snacks and things like that. So, another tip for you guys, if, for the ones that the produce types that are not shelf stable, that can't maybe go in a fruit bowl on the counter, is whenever you get back from the grocery store, when you're doing your prep of your fruits and vegetables, and you're cleaning your produce and you're cutting and chopping it for the week or whatever, is taking that produce and directly putting it into like a veggie tray or a fruit tray and creating a veggie and fruit tray right off the bat and throwing it in the fridge. So cutting up those carrots and those cucumbers, the celery, the peppers, whatever, and arranging it into a fruit tray or a veggie tray. And you can pop it in the fridge and pull that out anytime during the week when it's dinner time or lunchtime or snack time, and boom, it's ready to go. And you have snacks already cut up that you can tell your kids like, hey, eat some of this. And then if you're still hungry, you can have something else, right? Or also it's just a really simple way whenever you're barbecuing or outside grilling or whatever, and you want a different side and you don't want to cook or heat up your kitchen, bam, you have a veggie tray that's ready to go with your burgers, brats, whatever you're grilling. And it's really simple and it's already done for you. Same thing with fruit, you know, cut up all your fruit, go ahead and put it in that veggie tray and it's ready to go for, again, snacks, lunch, or dinner. So that's my tip for the week about produce, is making it visible so that you can grab it easily. It's cut up and ready to go, so that you can incorporate more fruits and vegetables in your diet, not only for yourself, but for your kids as well. So, all right, see you next week for another tip of the week.
Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.